can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Public Broadcasting Network. Welcome, welcome, everyone. November 28th, 2021. So, how do you like the warp speed? How do you like the cascading sequence of events coming our way? The tribal Aboriginal type communities there in Australia putting out an international call for assistance against this rotten crown government. Good old Queen Charles over there in Britain with all his Rothschild and Goldsmith buddies calling the shots. How do you like it, Australia? People being thrown into vans, and you know, it's a long way away, and I've been lied to so many times. You know, you have to be very leery, but at the same time, if this is truly happening to people, we're at a very, very close time for things to probably go relatively kinetic here. We're seeing these copycat flash mobs, loot crews moving throughout the nation now. It's spread from California into Minnesota. And, well, of course, it's always kind of been in Chicago. But Chicago's, we've seen like an uptick, at least in coverage. So we'll probably see this spread to all of our major urban centers where the black population is heavy. Of course, Zuckerberg and Dorsey and the rest, they're not going to shut any kind of prairie fires. I use that term on purpose. Prairie fires, they're not going to shut those down, of course. But if somebody that, you know, says something that offends a transgender or something, then, you know, or if they question a vaccine, they're going to get shut down. But organized loot mobs, you can't shut that kind of communication down, because that would be racist. Okay, so where to begin tonight? I guess this whole Omicron, Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. I guess we will start there. with the 1964 Italian movie Omicron. Go ahead and roll it.
Good morning, everybody. This is Steve Fletcher with the Trumpet for My People. Today is November 27th, 2021. And I want to share a very important piece of information that was sent to me through an email. And it has to do with a 1963 movie named Omicron. This piece of information was sent to me by Brother Rennie Helder. I'll leave the links for you that he sent me in this email. And thank you, brother, for sending emails and for being on top of a lot of information that is very important for us to see. And I wanted to pass this information on to everybody. This is a very important find. Thank you for being on top of this. The new COVID variant name in a 1963 Italian movie, Omicron. There's a Facebook post about this. There's a information about the movie, and the headline or the summary of the movie. Listen to this, guys. Here's the summary of this movie, Omicron. An alien takes over the body of an Earthman in order to learn about the planet so his race can take it over. Should I read that again? Omicron movie summary is an alien takes over the body of an Earthman in order to learn about the planet so his race can take it over.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So I happened to pull up Leo Zagami's site, of course, the Italian Leo Zagami. This was top of the page. Omicron is also a sci-fi film from 1963 about a planned alien invasion of Earth using the elite, directed by Jesuit student Ugo Gregoretti. Okay. Omicron is not only the latest variant of concern, the never-ending COVID-19 saga, but a 1963 Italian science fiction comedy film directed by the late Jesuit student Ugo Gregoretti, who takes pride in having studied with the Company of Jesus for 13 years. Ugo Gregoretti, 1930 to 2019, was an Italian. Isn't this interesting? Was an Italian film, television, stage director, actor, screenwriter, author, and television host, mainly characterized by a sensitivity to political and social issues combined with a peculiar use of irony and satire. He directed 20 films during his career, and this one that entered the competition at the 24th Venice International Film Festival was one of his most obscure movies, mainly due to the unusual use of a science fiction theme for political satire. In the film that outlines the reality of a quantum universe, quantum computing, D-Wave, tapping you into the Internet of Bodies, isn't that interesting? Where there are no coincidences, only synchronicities, an alien takes over the body of an Earthman to learn about Earth so his race can take it over, quickly concluding that due to the present social system, his alien race from the planet Ultra, like MK Ultra, can easily take over the planet by taking over only the bodies of people belonging to the elite. Hence the David Icke kind of lizard archons type thing going on here. Interesting, isn't it? The unusual movie produced in Italy by Paramount Films in 1963 that stars Renato Salvatore and Ugo Gregoretti himself, who was trying to join La Nouvelle Vague, the French art film movement that emerged in the late 1950s that was characterized by its rejection of traditional filmmaking conventions in favor of experimentation and the spirit of iconoclasm. Born in Rome, Gregoretti started his work in a theatrical world in a stronghold of the Company of Jesus in Naples called the Pontano Institute, a place where he later became the president of the Amateur Dramatics of St. Ignatius, a learning experience that, as Gregoretti states, formed his education and helped his future. If you want to do some digging into theater, it's very poignant that you look in, just type in two words, Jesuit theater, and I've read this stuff on the air before. They're really the forerunners to a lot of this stuff in the theater. Very, very interesting. Okay. So the Pantano Institute is a Catholic middle and high school run by the Company of Jesus in Naples. It is named for Giovanni Pantano, the humanist and poet active in Naples for many years. There are approximately 500 students. The curriculum is traditionally humanist and religious, but the school has both a classical and scientific lyceum. The institute is located on Corso Vittorio Emanuele at the Cariati section of the road, which has taken that name from the original name of the building where the institute is now housed, the Villa Cariati. The building was first a 15th century farmhouse and transformed into a private residence in the 1700s by the Giovan Battista Spinelli, Prince of Cariati. It was acquired by the Jesuits in 1921 to be the new premises of the Pantano Institute. The institute itself came into existence in 1876 and before the definitive move to Cariati, had been housed at four or five other sites in the city and had other names. The foundation of the institute is interesting when viewed within the context of the entire relationship between the Jesuits and the Kingdom of Naples, and then with the successor state, the New Kingdom of Italy. By the 1870s, the Jesuits had a long history of getting themselves expelled from various places in Europe, including Naples, from Portugal in 1760, from France in 1762, Spain in 1767, and Naples in 1777. Who's that also sound like, folks? Duh, Jews. Anyway, then, of course, Napoleon closed all religious orders. The Jesuits came back into Naples, and then you get into this whole Count of Monte Cristo story and the backstory to that. Really, really interesting stuff. I don't have time to cover it right now, but back to the article. The Jesuits came back into Naples after the crowned heads of Europe were restored in 1815. However, in the tumultuous year of 1848, they were expelled from Naples again. When Garibaldi took over Naples in 1861, he confiscated whatever the order had left. Yet the Jesuits hung in there and worked in Naples, knowing the strategic importance of this city to get at least some property back in the face of the extreme anti-clerical stance of the new Italian government. Wonder why they had an anti-clerical stance. Anybody want to guess? Oh, the same reason we don't like the political class here and then the baby raper priests and rabbis and everything else that we got in our face right now. The result was the San Luigi Papal Theological Seminary of Southern Italy and the Pantano Institute, that from that moment onward, that even Gregoretti admits, shaped the future elite of the south of Italy. Now, if we follow the main theme of the film in question, where there are no coincidences, only synchronicities, it seems rather ominous that the World Health Organization named the new coronavirus variant Omicron. They skipped the 14th letter of the Greek alphabet, that just so happens to have the same spelling of a certain tyrannical world leader's name who just so happens to be involved with the initial spread of the virus that we should actually call a biological weapon. Given that the variant names jump from Mu all the way to Omicron, skipping Nu and Z respectively, people on social networks started to say that the WHO was ordered to do so as not to offend the communist dictator Xi Jinping, that they might be 100% correct in saying so. The corrupt WHO has been placating China since the beginning of the pandemic, either by failing to hold them accountable for unleashing the virus on the world or outright covering for the communist country. As Der Spiegel reported in May of last year, German intelligence strongly believed that Xi Jinping personally asked the head of the WHO, Tedros, to delay key warnings about the Chinese coronavirus, laying the basis for the worldwide crisis that will facilitate the infamous Great Reset. And then people, you know, with the word Great Reset, people are starting to, you know, I covered this months ago, the Great King Satan, the Great Re meaning king, and then Set meaning, you know, the dark, where the word Satan comes from, the Great King Satan, the Great Reset, controlled by evil figures like Klaus Schwab, who Jim Stone, by the way, has a nice picture of Klaus Schwab up on the site in a, let's just say, a on the beach in kind of a bride's outfit that's very unflattering. Somebody should post that in one of the chat rooms, go on Jim Stone and you'll see it. By the way, I'll mention the chat, the number 2 incendiary radio dot chitango.com, incendiaryradio.chitango.com, and then hoolisblog.blogspot.com. I always forget to plug that stuff. Yet Klaus, the insane tyrant who heads the World Economic Forum, could very well be possessed by a demonic alien, and he dresses like a Klingon, by the way. Just like the protagonist of Omicron, as his plan is to put an end to human autonomy and merge us with machines, the fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity will produce a transhuman monstrosity that will help the demonic takeover of Earth. Schwab explains with excitement how upcoming technology will allow authorities to intrude into the hitherto private spaces of our minds, reading our thoughts and influencing our behavior. It's all this quack scene is, folks. And this, while they kill us too, it's, you know, it's depopulation cocktailed with domination, control, panopticon level surveillance, Bluetoothing you into the internet of bodies, the whole nine yards. It's all this stuff I've been covering this whole time. A lot of people, they want to focus on one thing. It's a multifaceted operation, just like 9/11 or any of these other big, you know, false flags and so forth. They have many layers. They like to kill a lot of birds with one operation, one stone, if you will. Okay. In this context, the film Omicron seems to be a dire warning rather than simply an obscure sci-fi movie, because after the elite reaches the great reset goal, we are all going to become slaves to those demons that we call aliens. Now, I was playing around with this Omicron word. We've got Emmanuel Macron. Okay. Omicron. So, who sits around dreaming that he's Zeus in the temple of, you know, gods and all this stuff. We've all known Macron, this little butt boy of the elites his whole life. Omicron, there's one. And then, of course, everybody's talking about moronic. Mix up the letters from Omicron and you got moronic. Well, what about the angel that sits on the top of all of the Latter-day Saints temples? Morani. Oh, so you take a C and you got the angel Moroni from the Mormons. Isn't that interesting? The Latter Day Saints. We're in the latter days for sure, aren't we? And isn't that a little bit too close for comfort for you? And how about this one? I bet you nobody's mentioned this one. How about the Egyptian Book of the Dead, Necronomicon? Uh-huh. Omicron's right in there, isn't it? Necronomicon, the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Omicron, moronic, moroni, necronomicon. There's some word games for you that I've been playing. Anybody else want to join? We'll talk later. Let's see. Well, let's see. I don't have time to probably get into it. Lark sent me something. Dr. Andreas Nowak released this video and died. It was killed shortly after. He studied the vaccines for the presence of graphene oxide using micro-Raman spectroscopy. Ties into the story tonight, Robert. I can't get on Facebook, but I see he sent me a BitChute link. If I get the time, I'll try to dig into it. But I got a lot here. Dr. Andreas Nowak, N-O-A-C-K. So you could probably find that on BitChute. Let's see here. My another family member who's in college right now is being signed up for the Moderna shot. And I flipped out. This was right around Thanksgiving. And I knew that this youngster wasn't jabbed. He's college age. And family member has got him signed up for the jab. I've been sending all kinds of stuff to him with no response. So I, you know, this stuff is... it's getting nuts, and it's everybody that surrounds me and my family except my dad, who's you know, mind isn't even there. He's got dementia and so forth. He's a little bit worse off than the resident Biden. But, you know, but Biden's on his way. But, you know, I mean, how heartbreaking it is to, you know, and the younger you are, the worse this stuff is for you. And from what I understand, the Moderna's like 2 to 3 times more potent than the damn Pfizer is. It's the same crap. It's all this DARPA, you know, comes out of the murky world of DARPA. And of course, NIAID and NIH and probably BARDA and all this crap. But anyway, let's see. We've got time. Mr. Producer, if you get clip 3 ready, I covered the smallpox stuff, but Greg Reese, who he puts this together in a few minutes and gives you a really good timeline. You know, whether this Omicron thing is COVID-21 or not, like we were all warning for the last number of months, because this COVID-21 was on the EU digital documents that got leaked, and it said COVID-21 on it. And we're sitting here like, okay, what's going to happen at the end of 2021 now? And here we go with the Omicron, the Necronomicon, the Moroni thing coming out in this night. So this is probably going to build up to be the COVID-21 that everybody was, you know, building up on. But here's the other kind of split, the fork in the road, our smallpox rabbi hole that they're all trying to send us down and buying up all these doses, allegedly, of, you know, vaccines for smallpox and all this other crap. So let's go ahead and roll clip 3.
Before recent headlines, most of us haven't been thinking much about smallpox. But an important timeline of events published by Corey Diggs shows us how the same foundations, corporations, and NGOs responsible for COVID-19 have been very busy with smallpox since June of 2001, when the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Johns Hopkins, and ANSWER, who was awarded the majority of money for Operation Warp Speed, simulated a smallpox attack on U.S. citizens named Dark Winter.
We're about to go into a dark winter,
and begin preparing for a smallpox attack. In September of 2007, the FDA licensed a new modern smallpox vaccine made by Sanofi Pasteur. In 2014, 6 vials of smallpox are found in a cardboard box at the NIH and transferred to the CDC. Months later, the first antiviral drug used to treat smallpox was created, funded by Bill Gates and the Wellcome Trust. On October 6, 2017, Emergent BioSolutions, responsible for a vaccine that injured over 300,000 soldiers, acquired the smallpox vaccine contract from Sanofi Pasteur. In July of 2018, the FDA approves a drug to treat smallpox made by SIGA Technologies, who signs a contract to maintain a stockpile of 1.7 million doses of their antiviral drug. September 3rd, 2019, Emergent BioSolutions is awarded $2 billion to deliver their smallpox vaccine into the national stockpile. Weeks later, one of only 2 labs in the world known to store live samples of the variola virus that causes smallpox suffers an explosion, and the FDA approves a vaccine to prevent both smallpox and monkeypox. In March of 2021, Merck secures over $300 million from the Biden administration and the Bill Gates Foundation to convert, upgrade, and equip their facilities. In June of 2021, the FDA approves the antiviral treatment for smallpox, which was funded by Bill Gates and the Wellcome Trust in 2014. In July, Oxford University assists SIGA in expanding use of their monkeypox drugs into the Central African Republic. On Halloween, Joe Biden signs an executive order to exercise authority over the national defense stockpile. Weeks later, Bill Gates warns governments of a smallpox terror attack. 7 days after that, several vials of smallpox are incidentally discovered at the Merck facility in Pennsylvania. The very next day, a rare case of monkeypox is discovered in Maryland.
What else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
You can stop it there. Oh, you know, there's a lot of dribbling little crumbs coming out about this smallpox. And so it's not a good thing. And this is how Russia could get set up. You know, constantly all these articles, all these news people are talking about, oh, the only two places that have smallpox in the world are the CDC in Atlanta and its equivalent over there in Russia. And they keep pounding that home. That's the only two places where it's allowed to be, blah, 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 blah. Well, allegedly now they're finding it all over the place in labs, Merck and elsewhere. But wouldn't that be nice with all this buildup going on over here in the Ukraine, the Ukrainian leader talking about there's a coup about to happen against him, all this buildup in the Black Sea and all this other stuff, all this posturing. Then smallpox gets released, and then the good old General Milley and the Burns, the goon over at the CIA, and all these people say, oh my God, the Russians false flag. Oh, they didn't false flag us, but the Russians attacked us with smallpox. Or one of their proxies, you know, Iran or some jihadi group that's aligned, you know, friendly with Russia or Iran or something of this nature to get back for Soleimani or, you know, something. So it's getting very, very ugly. Where this is going to take us, I don't know. This article up on Humans Are Free. False flag attack. Israel on the verge of state of emergency over new variant. Just 2 weeks after having war games for Omega strain. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced Friday, November 26, that the country is on the verge of a state of emergency after three people tested positive for the new Omicron variant. Okay, well, how'd you develop the test, number one? Comes out of nowhere. And now all of a sudden you can test for this variant. Isn't that brilliant? You just got a test already set up that can detect this variant. Oh, my gosh. Just comes 2 weeks after the Israeli held the world's first war games exercise preparing for the possible emergence of a deadly variant of the COVID virus named Omega in the practice game. Sounds like Event 201, doesn't it? I mean, the new real-life B1.1.529 variant, recently named Omicron by the World Health Organization, is currently found in South Africa, Botswana, Hong Kong, Israel, and Belgium, where there is only one confirmed case. Isn't this nice? You guys are just so good at testing. You can just give me a break, okay? I know we're coming up on break, but South African Health Minister Joe Falala is calling this mass panic a kind of knee-jerk reaction that really doesn't make sense. He stated this was a variant to be watched, not to jump to conclusions and panic over. According to a report put out by the UK Health Security Agency on November 26, this new variant is under investigation. It presents a large number of mutations. It has a large number of mutations, which are likely biologically significant, which may change the behavior of the virus with regards to immune escape, transmissibility, and susceptibility to some treatments. Blah, blah, blah. Give me a break. We'll see you on the other side, folks. You lady, lady, lady.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back. Simiri Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, I did a little numerology on B11527, and we know B is the second letter of the alphabet. 211527, what do you think that adds up to? 18. 666. That's your B11527, 666. Anyway, during the Omega Drill war game exercise, led by Prime Minister Bennett, that took place just a couple weeks ago, they explored the following: restricting gathering events, curfews, and tourism. Oh, amazing. How to roll out mass testing and booster devices. Oh, booster devices. Keep your mind on booster devices. I got something for you in a minute. Enforcement of quarantine. Oh, responding to disclosure on the internet. That means censorship. Now we see a variant that spreads faster and requires us to respond faster. We've been working together with other world leaders, and now's the time to act fast, early, hard, and strong. Great levels of fear were used in the past when discussing COVID-19 and new variants. The overall infection mortality rates of previous strands still remains low, with variants such as Zeta and Theta being completely de-escalated by the WHO and longer under monitoring. I mean, it's just, you know, somebody, I've got it posted somewhere in my notes, but they've got this thing ready to go, you know, to where it's like they've got the whole thing like by month, which variant was going to be released. It was in Spanish for the World Economic Forum. Now, up on the Gateway Pundit, they've got the South African doctor who discovered Omicron variant said there's nothing to worry about, only mild symptoms. So, but you see, they don't care. They're going to run with whatever they want. Okay. This is how they roll. All right. Now, let's see. Head of the Chemnitz Clinic commits suicide. COVID vaccine, 19 vaccine is a genocide. And that was in Germany. I had that in my notes last week and I didn't cover it. So let's talk about this. Mayo Clinic trained doctor shows COVID jabs will make people prone to cancer, HIV, HPV. I played that in the last couple of weeks, Dr. Ryan Cole. Now, oncologist Dr. Ray Page, Mr. Producer, get clip 5 ready. His warnings. He's an oncologist. He is a cancer doctor. Now, let's put our minds back to when all the naturopaths were getting killed. Remember that little substance called Nagalase? Nagalase, N-A-G-A-L-E-S-E? Everybody write that down and put that in your mind somewhere. It's got to be in these things, along with all the other kitchen sink of evil witches brew concoctions that they put in there. I guarantee you the Nagalase is in there. That's what's shutting down people's DNA repair, like Mike Adams and all them been talking about, these studies coming out of various places where this thing's, the spike protein's getting into people's cells, and then it's basically not repairing DNA strands that are breaking in this person, like a normal, you know, day's time where your DNA gets repaired and so forth and so on. So remember the cancer increase all these doctors are talking about with the Nagalase, okay? Let's play clip 5.
So let me just talk a little bit about safety. And it's been covered very well with the previous two speakers, but, you know, we hear everywhere from everybody, vaccines are safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, until they're not. Okay, because it's not entirely true. And so, granted, with my cancer patients that I have, they all have adverse events. So when you have cancer, a lot of bad things happen. You can have blood clots and all kinds of stuff, and all kinds of bad things can happen, and it can be related to your therapy also. So sometimes it's kind of hard to determine a causal relationship on the impact of vaccines and if the serious adverse events in cancer patients was related to the vaccine or whether it's related to the cancer or whether it's related to the therapy. Sometimes those things are hard to sort out. But as a cancer doctor, there's sometimes things that should give you pause, that make you step back and think, well, is this really right? And that's clotting, particularly clotting in unusual locations. You know, people most commonly get clots in their legs and then it travels to their lungs. But when you start seeing blood clots that are in the splenic artery and the hepatic artery and the ovarian artery and in the veins and clotting in the cerebral veins and those kind of things, it's like, well, this isn't normal. This is not what you normally see. That should give you pause. You got to think about bleeding also. when people are getting the vaccines and all of a sudden their platelets just disappear because they have an immune reaction going on that destroys their platelets. And as mentioned earlier, you got to think about menstrual bleeding, you know, postmenopausal menstrual bleeding that occurs after vaccination. You got to think about these unusual neurological events, TIAs, strokes, Bell's palsies, exacerbation of neuropathies, cardiovascular events, strokes, heart attacks, aneurysms. I asked Dr. McCullough about this. You know, I've seen a couple of patients that they've had stable abdominal aortic aneurysms for years, and I've been seeing them on routine scans following their cancer, and then all of a sudden they get their booster, and their abdominal aortic aneurysm has exploded to 8.5 centimeters, and now I'm sending them for emergency surgery, and it's like, I'm not sure if there's a causal relationship there, but it's something I've never seen before, and we know that these spike proteins cause vascular injury and inflammation to where I think you can potentially get these kinds of things going on.
All right. It's just so over the top. And so, a lot of people are basically they're moving this in a few different directions. One of them is that this Omicron thing is a scariant to cover up the wave of vaccine deaths that's about to really, really go into high gear. It's a very plausible hypothesis that the reason why they're launching this one now is due to the fact that a lot of people are going to start freaking dropping dead from the genetic sabotage injections. We shall see. I don't know. Another thing that I'm looking at is, Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. Now, this is here local in Missouri. But this is kind of a trend that we're seeing in a pretty decent amount of the United States. Okay, now I'm going to let this play and we'll talk about it. Go ahead and roll clip two.
This is Dabu 7. We have a big move being made here in Missouri, as we have a judge ruling that local health officials can no longer issue COVID-19 safety orders. They say that this infringes upon the constitutional separation of powers between the branches of government. Now, over here on the Hill, they're saying that the ruling from Cole County Circuit Court Judge Daniel Green means that local health regulations throughout Missouri are struck down and rendered obsolete. They go on to say that this case is about whether Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services and their regulations can abolish representative government in the creation of public laws. And they say that they're not going to authorize all this to go down, the closure of schools. And right now, this is where it stands. A lot of people celebrating what they feel is freedom of not having to wear this mask, and kids' faces can be seen smiling again in schools and all this other stuff. And as you can see here, people lighting those dirty masks on fire.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So we'll see how this is going to play out with the tyrants in St. Louis City and County, which are hardcore Marxist stooges of the larger National Democratic Party, of course. That's the way this is. This rolls. The party is so, let's just say, of one mind, and it's like the book of Revelation says, of corruption, that whatever comes from the freaking goofballs up there at the DNC, all these little minions in the Democratic Party down at the local level seem to be very, very lockstep, and I use that word on purpose, in the way that they're trying to dictate life in their little fiefdoms, I should say. So there's a lot of movement where people are really, really pushing back on the masks, the blah, 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 the lockdown type of stuff. And so now, of course, this would be a perfect time to trout out another scariant in order to get the sheep that are still believing the news to really, really get in the way of the people that are trying to reassert and reestablish their freedoms and liberties. And so we'll see what the tyrant Sam Page, the county executive of St. Louis, and the little new mayor, Tashara Jones, the daughter of the former comptroller of St. Louis, who did time in the feds, by the way. And don't you love nepotism? Don't you love it? Anyway, so we'll see. I think this is another reason. Okay. Now it appears to be this could all be a timeline. And when you look at this little timeline, I'll have to pull it up on one of the sites during the break, but you know, it's a sick, you know, Shakespearean novel that we're witnessing play out in front of us. It really sucks. Now back to Lark in Texas. This was this Dr. Nowak. He explains the graphene hydroxide is not biodegradable and will eventually kill all who have taken it. After the video was released, Dr. Nowak was attacked and killed. Okay. Interesting, you know, sequence of events. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 4 ready. This is Wolfgang Wodarg. And this is about a minute long, but remember when this all first started, this warp speed started to get rolled out, and we were watching all of this, and I was kind of just in real time wargaming this out. This kind of backs up or kind of confirms some of my thoughts about lot numbers, about rolling out a ton of different, let's just say, guinea pig operations on the unsuspecting public, to where they could be running 100 trials right now of different concoctions of their little witch's brew, depending on where they sent these things to. So if you think that Pfizer, this big corporation, or Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, you know, you think you got the same thing as the neighbor down the street, you better think again. You never know what you got. Let's roll clip 4.
It's a crime. What's happening? We are just observers of clinical studies that were never agreed on by some ethical committee. An emergency vaccine, everything is allowed. And those who produce the vaccines, they know what is in the jab, but nobody controls it. So they can do many, many experiments with us. They can just inject us a physiological salt solution, which does nothing, does no harm. So it has no side effect. And they say, oh, no side effect, you see. Or they can inject us whole viruses, RNA, or they can inject us part of it, or they can inject us spike proteins, and they can, nobody controls it. They want to prolong the emergency from month to month because they are not finished with all they want to do with their studies. It's a crime. What's happening?
All right. Now, I'm sure most of you have seen, well, let's talk about that for a second. So who got the saline? Who got, you know, there was a whistleblower from Italy floating around this week that said that he was promised a saline shot just for the optics of him going along with taking a shot publicly type thing. And they promised him a saline shot and so forth and so on. So this, you know, a lot of people kind of agree that this was probably happened with a lot of your more prominent individuals. Now, what's weird is, you know, your Eric Claptons of the world and others, they weren't so lucky. They're very weird how to try to, you know, actuary which one of the so-called, you know, prominent or elite people get the saline and who gets something that could be harmful. Very, very weird. So this has been floating around all over. Bill Gates charged with murder for COVID-19 vaccine death in India's high court, death penalty sought. And so two billionaires responsible for the AstraZeneca vaccine, Covishield. So the Indian Bar is reporting that murder charges, blah, 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 blah. The two named defendants are Bill Gates and Adar Poonawalla, the CEO of Serum Institute of India, reportedly the world's largest vaccine maker. According to corporate news sources, Poonawalla's company produces not only a COVID-19 vaccine, Covishield, but also 50% of the world's vaccines that are injected into babies. Oh, so you got your newborn and half of the vaccines that you're popping into your newborn are coming from that nice, clean country, India. Aren't you happy about that? Straight out of the Ganges River, where they're all doing their little baths and while the turds are floating by. Nice, huh? Anyway, so we'll see what – I don't think much is going to transpire with that. They already hate Bill Gates for the polio stuff. Remember all the little kids and so forth. Anyway, let's see. We got about 9 minutes before the break. Let's get clip eight ready. Ghislaine Maxwell is the Omicron variant. Okay, so a lot of people are trying to look and say, right when this trial cranks up tomorrow, Omicron is going to dominate the news cycle versus who's in Jeffrey Epstein's little black book and so forth and so on. So let's roll clip eight real quick.
Interesting things. A staff writer from My Broadband, when COVID-19 fourth wave will hit South Africa. This was written on 17 August 2021. South Africa expects the fourth wave of coronavirus infections to start on, get this, 2 December and last about 75 days. He missed it by a few days. There will be a new variant by then. Isn't that something? It's like they timed it all out. Maybe they thought the Ghislaine Maxwell trial was going to be 2 December. So they just kind of threw a guess out there, right? DC Drano says, if you think the Omicron hysteria popping up 2 days before the Ghislaine Maxwell trial starts is just a coincidence, then you don't know who she was trafficking underage girls to. They don't want us paying attention. They don't want us knowing the truth. The elites only fear the Ghislaine Maxwell variant.
All right, so it is an interesting timing with Maxwell's trial, and then all of a sudden Omicron, Necronomicon. Very, very interesting, moronic. What follows is the Omicron global psyop explained by one revealing graphic. They're laughing at us as we diaper our faces and line up with our kids for more and more shots of experimental vaccines. Key point, there are always multiple objectives behind the launching of any bioweapon, such as the COVID new variant. However, there's one purpose for this holiday season release, which reigns supreme in the minds of the NWO Globus perpetrators. They needed a plausible reason for the rapidly increasing number of deaths, cases of disease, hospitalizations, and serious injuries caused directly by the weaponized COVID vaccines. It seems like the pretty, you know, plausible. Okay, so anyway, someone has taken a photo of a video screen, probably at a seminar held by the World Economic Forum, of this handy COVID variant calendar. It would seem all the world's MSM are being given this calendar so they know when to launch the next COVID terror campaign. All right, and it's in Spanish, but so Omicron is actually May 2022. Okay, so somehow they've moved this up, and this was put out a while back. All right, this is right next to the picture of Klaus Schwab in his bridesmaid outfit on the beach, and he's wearing nylons and all kinds of goofy stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's get clip one ready. This is more on the survival kind of panic aspect. Firewood, go ahead and roll clip one.
This is Dabu 7. A heads up. In terms of wood, it's going through the roof, and I'm talking firewood here, a full cord of wood that would normally get someone through the winter is now up 33% from a year ago. It's a huge jump for the sheep out there that just can't seem to soak this into their brain. Everything's going to keep on going up, 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 and right now, there's no end in sight. They're raising everything with this inflation, and obviously the energy sector is part of this engineered crisis that we're witnessing, along with the supply shortages and everything else. Right now, if you wanted to go out and get a cord of hardwoods, you're talking $475 a cord. That's up 19% alone from last year. But the firewood that many people go out to get to burn to keep them warm in the winter so they can survive, cook food, all that, up 33% in a year. That is massive. Not sure if people have their game plan together or not, but heading into these times where you have a government telegraphing dark winters and prices rising, inflation rising, the power of the dollar falling, it would be wise to have a plan, and to have a plan that implements a good amount of wood to be able to get through the winter, especially if the electric goes out, grid goes down, anything like that. To have a backup plan is critical. So things to think of here, as everything continues to rise, we now have many people going out and clearing the shelves, getting these wood-burning stoves. So if you can get your hands on one, get it, hold on to it, maybe get you one that you can cook off of and everything else. But to talk about this more extensively on the next live stream, make sure to join me, going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
You know, over Thanksgiving, the California, they cut a bunch of people's power because they didn't want because of the wind, right? They didn't want wildfires starting, so they turned a bunch of people's powers off on Thanksgiving. Isn't that nice? Good old California got all those ships sitting out there. Yeah, it's real nice, isn't it? So, after the top of the hour, I'm going to get into this David Hancock character, ex-Navy SEAL accused of controlling Kyle Rittenhouse's finances and contacts with lawyers. And all these people are arguing, and it really just seems sleazy. And, you know, last week I was saying that something doesn't feel right here. And the more that I dig into this and the people surrounding Rittenhouse and all this, there's so many opportunist scumbags in the world, especially in our sector. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.